Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means that we've got the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. And then we're going to be joined by Zev Payas. We're going to talk about cannabidiol extract and oils, some of the more recent research and information about them. We're getting a lot of people who are interested in learning more about CBD oil and extract. We've got a lot of people who have ordered it. Because we do have a sponsor called Bluebird Botanical. And so there are a lot of questions out there that hopefully we'll be able to answer for those of you who are interested. There will not be any secret word contest this week, but there will be one next week, I promise. We may have to take some time off just because of some other things that are going on here, but we are gathering some great prizes for secret word contests as we speak. So when we do reinstate it, we're going to have some really exciting stuff to offer you. Uh-oh. Why am I not hearing any music playing?
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach Rob, how you doing? Coach Rob, are you there? Coach Rob, are you there? I don't understand. Technical difficulties, he said. I know he heard the stream. Rob, I don't know if you've got your end muted, but you don't have to do that anymore if you do. Okay, so let's try this. Let's disconnect Coach Rob and reconnect Coach Rob. Let's try that. Let's see what that does for us. Coach Rob, are you there? Hello. Oh, great. This is the best way to start a show off, isn't it? Okay, so let's do this then. Would you message me your phone number, Coach Rob, on Skype? And I will call you instead of doing this. How about that? Okay, hold on. We're going to play a little music here just for a couple seconds. Here, hold on. Keep you entertained. You know, when things technologically don't work, you have to go to the old-fashioned telephone. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic.
I have no idea what went wrong. I mean, you can hear the stream, right?
Yeah, and it was the first time that ever happened. I wasn't on mute, so I don't know, something screwy with my computer. But let's talk about good things.
Yes.
We are getting down to end game for the Blueprint 4.0 Super Special over at CoachRobRegish.com. Now, one thing I will note. Of all the Blueprint releases that I've done over the years, the feedback on 4.0 has generated the most intense I've ever seen.
Really?
These guys just can't believe what they're reading. So if you're interested in taking your straight line out for a curve, visit CoachRobRegis.com right now. It is a true mind bender for mass building.
How detailed of a book is this? How many pages is it?
You know, I didn't go with a super long book this time.
Yeah, and because a lot of people like to give people the impression that the more words, the more valuable it is. But really, the truth of the matter is giving people the straight, simple answers is really the best way.
Yeah, I give them the workout. I give them the diet. I give them the gray market supplement guide. And I give them, I'll call it legitimate market supplement guide.
Right.
With some unique twists in it, some of which came to my attention on this very show.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is the big one. We only run this once every 2 or 3 years because, frankly, I don't publish a book every other month.
Right.
So it's been a long time in the making. It is for sure worth it. And check it out, CoachRobRegis.com.
So first question comes from Mike Melanson. He says, I heard you talk about orotic acid, but I can't find it anywhere online. Why is it better than creatine? Is there anything else I can use as a standalone that'll give me an immediate impact?
You know, there really isn't, as it replenishes ATP and builds both beta-alanine and carnosine stores simultaneously. But let's talk about ATP first, as that's the big one most people are familiar with. Its ability to increase it and regenerate it in an oxygen-depleted environment, and there's your weight training,
right,
is especially impressive. Now, note that not even creatine can do that, meaning doing so while training. It does so in three different ways, and this is the cool part. First way, orotic acid increases the production of ribose, which is necessary for the salvage and de novo synthesis of purine nucleotides by a process known as ribose transfer. Second, by increasing those nucleotide levels, the draw on ATP reserves is decreased. And therefore, muscle contractile force is increased. And then third, OA elevates intracellular glycogen stores. So it stands to reason, the more glucose stored in muscle, the more ATP can be generated via glycolysis.
Mm-hmm.
As for another ingredient that will have an immediate impact, IP6, or inositol hexaphosphate, you don't hear much about it, but it's very useful. And it's much preferred to straight beta-alanine, in my opinion. It buffers hydrogen ions better, and it doesn't take weeks to build up before the effect is noted. It's more or less immediate. The key is pairing it with an effective source of creatine. And it isn't monohydrate in this instance. It's dicreatine malate is what's needed, and you want the two in a 2-to-1 ratio. Now, supplementing both around 45 minutes pre-workout will lead to much improved exercise tolerance, particularly when incomplete recovery between sets is called for. You will absolutely recover quicker. There'll be far less lactic acid accumulating as a result, and your power output will be much improved. It's a neat trick. That'll be of enormous benefit on your speed days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For example, if you're using the West Side method, dynamic effort method, and since force equals mass times acceleration, the benefits of increasing one, potentiating the other, is obvious. So I hope that helps.
Larry Henning says, I see you're big on minerals, especially magnesium. Why is that? And how can a simple mineral make such a difference? I don't know what your response is, but can I just throw something in here real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. It is understood that the way anabolic steroids influence strength gains is through modulation and attenuation of sodium and calcium and magnesium channels in muscle. And Adele Musa and I did a bunch of research one time because I had an interest in this. And what we discovered is that the more powerful anabolic steroids out there, like Trenbolone, they have a more profound effect on electrolyte function in muscle cells. So it could be that getting your electrolytes right could have the same effects as using some powerful anabolic steroids. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to let you jump in here, and let's see if what you came up with is similar to what I just said.
Yeah, well, you know, magnesium is one mineral that matters. There was a study performed by the National Institutes of Health showing 68% of Americans are magnesium deficient.
Right.
Now, other experts put that number closer to 80%. Whatever the case, it's clear that correcting what amounts to a widespread deficiency holds some massive potential. What makes the situation potentially worse for athletes is that considerable evidence exists, that exercise makes the situation even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a lot of magnesium during sweat. And on the inside, there's a shift of magnesium from the plasma into the red blood cells. In fact, the more anaerobic the exercise, the weight training, the greater the movement of magnesium. And many other studies show that serum magnesium levels are reduced, depleted during strength training. We're talking about a mineral involved in over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body, all of which are crucial to weight training and protein synthesis. The result of one study showed that magnesium-supplemented trainees produced significantly greater results in strength versus a control group. Now, of note, in that study, they just used the inferior magnesium oxide form, you know, not the aspirate, picolinate, etc.
Citrate or any of the better forms, right?
Yeah. And given magnesium's role in protein synthesis, it appears to act primarily by activating amino acids and attaching messenger RNA to the ribosome. So, in my opinion, optimal magnesium levels in athletes are absolutely critical, which you'll see me including both of those in Synthogen. I like to say magnesium is the spark that lights up amino acid incorporation into muscle. Here's the bottom line. You should be getting a highly bioavailable form of magnesium, in addition to essential aminos, at a bare minimum during your training.
Mm-hmm.
It's one mineral that'll make a big difference, especially if your intake is suboptimal, and it is in nearly 75% of the population. Makes a big difference.
Do you supplement with magnesium, Rob?
I do. It's in my Synthogen every day.
Okay, so do you take any additional magnesium above and beyond that?
I will. On training days, I'll take zinc magnesium aspirate.
Do you take it at night before bed?
No, I take it immediately after my workout.
Okay. I take between 400 and 600 milligrams of magnesium citrate right before bed. And I only do that because I believe that I'm deficient in magnesium, like you're pointing out, most people are. But more importantly, it also imparts a deeper sleep and it blunts insulin. For those of you who are becoming hyperinsulinemic as you age, a lot of times by adding 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium back into your diet as a supplement can actually reverse that.
Wow.
We've learned this from the Pima Indians. When you become magnesium deficient, insulin becomes less efficient, and your body has to produce a lot more insulin to get the job done. So think about that when you think
amazing.
About insulin. Yeah.
Amazing. It really is amazing.
But what I talked about before about the effects of anabolic steroids and strength is directly mediated through electrolyte channels in muscle cells. So when you think about how people take anabolic steroids and they get super strong, understand that those anabolic steroids are altering the way electrolytes work inside and outside of muscle cells, and that's where the contractile force is coming from. So
yep.
Don't turn your nose up at minerals, because they're the reason you're strong. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Bring it right back just to know your name. 17. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
We're going to try this again. Rob, can you hear me? Rob, can you hear me? Okay, we're going right back to the telephone. I tried, Rob.
We both tried. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I don't understand what's going on. I hope it doesn't happen during the second interview because I'm planning on using Skype for that interview as well. So.
Yeah, well, let me know.
Steve Callop says, I don't get why you love top-range rack pulls. They look like shrugs without the shrugging motion.
Yeah, this movement throws a lot of people. You know, for reference sake, the top range rack pull is just the top 1 or 2 inches of a deadlift. The movement itself is deceptively simple, yet devastatingly effective. You place a barbell at about waist height, maybe a little higher, in a power rack, on the safety pins. Now, load that sucker up with as much weight as possible, placing it, again, on the safety pins. Once loaded, you're going to want to use wrist straps because your grip is going to give out on you a lot sooner, right, than your back will. Take an overhand grip, not a mixed grip like you see on the deadlift. Now, dip down a bit, bending your knees, and leaning back slightly, straighten the legs and pull up on the bar, standing erect and keeping the back flat. You will feel the pull on your traps without rolling your shoulders. The big caveat here is you're lifting a tremendous amount of weight, and that's what you should find. Lifting, piling more 45s on the bar than you've likely ever seen. In fact, you can hoist about double the weight of your deadlift, which is to say a few full-range deadlift, 500 pounds. You know, you should be in the neighborhood of 700, 800, 900 pounds, maybe even 1,000 on that bar, right? That's half a ton. Now, most people are going to look at this and think it isn't doing much. Most people would be wrong, dead wrong. It works everything from the back of your neck to your Achilles tendon, and not just on the back of your body either. You can feel every muscle contracting on the front and back of the body. In fact, the abs receive a fantastic workout due to the fact they must statically contract and, right, straighten the torso. You can really feel it in your pecs, your glutes and your hamstrings too, right down to your calves. It lights up your central nervous system like a Christmas tree and strengthens, this is another big one, I don't talk about it much, but it strengthens the Golgi tendon in the process. You know, this is a quote-unquote governor of muscle strength, the Golgi tendon, and it determines the threshold at which muscle will tear off of bone. The higher the threshold, the stronger the muscle fires. So, in short, it generates greater overload, the top range rack pull, than virtually any other movement. Just hold the weight statically for 3 to 5 seconds and return it to the safety pins. Two such holds with at least 10 minutes between sets gets the job done. Now, interestingly enough, you may find that you can lift and hold more weight on the second set versus the first. That's true in me anyway. But anyway, do this first in your workout as the energy demands are highest. In fact, working up to a max weight can constitute an entire workout in itself. You know, do this once every 10 to 14 days because it takes a lot out of you. You do it more frequently than that, you'll see your strength go down. It's one of the few lifts also with an immediate cosmetic effect as it imparts an incredible hardening quality to the entire physique. Hope that helps, Steve.
Lars Langhorn says, what about different bars? Is there any merit to using a straight bar versus a cambered bar? How about the shrug bar? Any better than shrugging with a conventional 7-foot Olympic bar?
Yeah. There's a lot to be said for using different bars, and it's a way overlooked aspect of training that needs some discussion. So let's jump right into it. Most trainees are familiar with your standing Olympic bar, and for many, it's the only bar they'll have access to, that and an easy curl bar maybe. That's really a shame, because using different style bars is probably one of the best ways you can make, outside of cycling your reps, changes to your program that'll help you. The best investment is likely purchasing a shrug bar, and not just for shrugs. It's best used not on shrugs, but rather on the full-range deadlift and farmer's walk. Farmer's walk is just very, very superior exercise, not just for strength. but strength and conditioning. On the trap bar, the center of gravity is more advantageous versus having the bar out in front of you, right? Most trainees aren't competing, so there's no need to have the bar directly in front of you. Second, most trap bars have a pronated grip handle, which is far safer and positions the elbows in line with the wrists and the shoulder. Now, a cambered bar can also be useful. You don't see this in many gyms these days. It puts a unique stress on the upper back and traps, both during squatting and rack pulls. Now, I tried this recently, and I can tell you it really hits the spot. Use the same weight as I did last time, same number of reps, same hold times. My traps and upper back responded very favorably to the stress because it places the body more in line with the center of gravity. Really delivers the goods. Very unique, very good for overloading the traps, the middle and upper back. So yes, Lars, if you can afford it, try ordering up some more bars. You will not be disappointed.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Tom Blanchard. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go check out CoachRobRegish.com during the commercial break. We'll be right back with more.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin LYN.com/CARBGUIDE. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. So during the commercial break, I had my producer, Carl Lenore. I said, Carl Lenore, you're my producer. Why can't Rob be heard on Skype? So Carl Lenore ran around the other side of the production studio and found a disconnected cable. Hey, Rob.
How's it going, man?
See? It's good to be able to blame it on somebody else. That damn producer.
I was blaming my computer.
The damn producer, Carl Lenore. He did it. All right, so this next question comes from Tom Blanchard. He says, what do you make of Crealkaline versus creatine mono? Crealkaline is creatine mono. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that was my first point. You know, it's worth pointing out that Crealkaline is creatine mono, just a much more efficient form of it. A lot of people miss that point. Keep in mind I said more efficient. That means less bloat, less conversion to creatinin, and other waste products. A great amount of creatine we ingest doesn't get to muscle fibers intact, so it isn't used efficiently. All right, and the investigation between Crealkaline clearly showed that the speed of which creatine converted into creatinin is related to pH. If the pH is too low, creatine will convert into liquid quickly. Creatine with a high pH level takes longer to transform and therefore is more efficient. The rates of conversion are reduced drastically when the creatine pH increases to more than 7 and stops completely when it surpasses a pH of 12. With a pH level above 12, it would represent a perfect ratio of hydrogen to hydroxyl ions. Crealkaline is the only creatine with a pH above 12 because its molecules are synthesized with buffering agents, which is a patented manufacturing process.
Right. They just didn't mix creatine with sodium bicarbonate or some other buffer. I mean, and that's why it's patented, because there is a process to bonding the creatine monohydrate to these buffering agents so that they stay together in the gut.
Yes, and that is the issue. If you were just doing it like you explained, it wouldn't be completely stable, nor would it reach the muscle cells. So Crealkaline does, and therefore the patent. All right, so what do I think this means in the real world? In practice, this means much more efficient loading and maintenance. A couple of Crealkaline caps a day is all that's needed to saturate. Right, 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams versus 20 to 30 grams a day of mixing up messy, gritty powder. Right, Crealkaline means no bloating, no stomach upset, and no creatine sitting like sand in your stomach. Now, one well-known retailer that I deal with was the very first outfit to offer it in the U.S., whereas before they carried plain creatine powder. They switched to Crealkaline way back when and never looked back. So take that for what it's worth.
I personally take 3 caps pre-workout and 3 caps post-workout, and you don't get the subcutaneous water.
Yeah.
But you can tell that you're using creatine. There's no doubt about it when you are training in a higher rep range, which is something that I've been doing now. All right, Tim Burns says, this Buckminster Fullerene C60 stuff you spoke about on the air once, does it really work? Sounded like a bunch of BS to me. I don't know. The research they've done on rats is pretty impressive.
Buckminster Fullerene. That just rolled off your lips.
I use it personally.
Yeah, well, I do too.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about why. Now, I'm going to admit I was skeptical when I heard about this stuff. Right? I'm thinking, how much difference can an antioxidant make in the world of performance enhancement? Still, I must admit I had a positive experience with AST Research's Biosilate antioxidant powder back in the day. So it's not completely out of left field. To answer your question, Tim, yeah, it really works. Apparently, it does so by getting into the dirtiest part of the cell, cleaning it up to the extent it performs almost like new again, as if it was in your youth. And here's the really neat part. It keeps working for some period of time after you've discontinued it.
Right.
Here's what you'll notice. There is a profound improvement in intraset recovery and VO2 max, where your resting heart rate returns to baseline after physical exertion. So let's say you run a course of, I don't know, lifting objects for time. You know, either your body weight, lifting other people, dummies, whatever, carrying up and down stairs, that sort of stuff. You take this stuff, and within a few days, your times come down a lot, whereas previously you couldn't even budge those times, no matter what you did. Now, as an added bonus, Adele Musa over at Subversity once posted the results of one study in which he uncharacteristically described Buckminster Fullerene C60 as, I'm paraphrasing, the most powerful liver protection I've ever seen. Now, that's quite a high bar, given Tudka was pretty darn effective itself for those purposes. Right? And if you know Adele, he doesn't throw praise lightly. So, the best part, Buckminster Fullerene C60 is not expensive. You know, if you know where to look, you can get a month's supply for around $20 and $30.
You go to
I included it in Blueprint 4.0's mass stack, updated for 2016.
We have a good supplier too, RevGenetics, the company that makes the most advanced resveratrol product and curcumin product, also carries a Buckminster Fullerene C60 in olive oil, just like the one that they used in the research on the rats. I don't know if you know the study on rodents, but it doubled the lifespan of rodents when it was given to them starting at a very, very young age through their life. It was so effective that they literally, this is not a joke, they had to kill the last rodent because the study was over and it was still alive.
Wow.
And
I had no idea RUI carried it.
RUI? No, not RUI, RevGenetics.
Oh, RevGenetics.
RevGenetics.com. If you go to superiumradio.com. Now, keep in mind, it falls into that research chemical area. You can't take it. You can buy it. You can give it to animals, but you can't take it. But they do have it at RevGenetics.com.
I have animals.
It's in the original. Yeah, everybody has animals, right? It's in the original olive oil. It has the same amber color when held up to the light. It's an amazing molecule. It's an amazing molecule. And it actually recycles every other antioxidant out there. It is the high-performance antioxidant. And Adele Musa has written about it, and we've talked about it on my show a few years ago, probably 2 or 3 years ago. We talked about the research on the rodents that doubled their lifespan. Doubled it. Now, keep in mind, they were giving it to them when they were very young. They didn't just introduce it to them when they were the equivalent of 40, when you start worrying about lifespan. But
yeah,
still, it's got to have benefits if you start taking it at 40 or 30 or 20.
It truly is amazing. And, you know, if you haven't tried it yet, do. It's going to benefit you big time.
Yeah, check it out. We actually have a question from Paul Reynolds. I don't think we can get through it in just a couple minutes. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take our break now? Let's do the blueprint tip of the day, and if we have time, we'll answer Paul's question on the other side of the blueprint tip. How's that sound?
That's cool.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Thank you, Robert Plant, for bringing us back from the break. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about cannabidiol or CBD oil and extract. A lot of interest in this emerging supplement and the various benefits that it can provide. We're going to talk about that, so you want to stick around. So what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day is this. The amino acid leucine stimulates muscle growth, wait for it, without training. Yeah, this was interesting. Because supplementation with leucine results in small increases in the muscle mass of over 65s without them having to train. The researchers are going to publish this article soon in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Now, interestingly enough, though, the dose required for the muscle building effect is higher than the 3-gram recommendation that us bodybuilders follow.
Is that a day or in a single meal?
You know, they didn't differentiate. I got the impression it was a day.
Okay.
So there haven't been many studies in which researchers have looked at whether leucine really results in more muscle in humans. And so for that reason alone, it was worth doing this study. The researchers divided 25 subjects, all healthy, and between the ages of 65 and 75, into three groups. First group got a placebo every day. The other two groups took capsules every day, and it contained a mixture of essential amino acids. I want you to stop and listen to what I just said. They took a mixture of essential amino acids, not just leucine. Point number one, you need to read the whole study because this wasn't in the headline. One of the supplementation groups took a mix that contained 20% leucine. So a subject who weighed 80 kilograms consumed around 3.5 grams of leucine in the form, you know, of that pill every day. Members of the other groups took a mix that consisted of 40% leucine, so they consumed around 7 grams each day. Here were the results. Before and after the supplements, the researchers tested the subjects' physical functioning. They tested their hand strength, counted how many times they could stand up and down, 30-second chair test, and measured how many meters the subject could walk in 6 minutes. These functions improved in the subjects who had taken supplements, right? It was the 20 and 40% leucine mixtures, though, that worked best. Mm. Here's the bottom line. High-dose, long-term leucine supplementation alone, taken as 7.5 grams of free leucine, rather than as part of a mixed amino acid mixture or meal, has shown no benefit over a placebo. So you take it by itself, you might as well be swallowing placebo. Compare and contrast that with the group that took essential amino acids along with it. And I intuitively hit upon that when I was constructing the EAA ratios when I was formulating Synthogen. And it's part of the reason I did not spring for just BCAAs, enhanced BCAAs with an artificially high leucine content, etc. So that's just one of the gems that you're going to find in the Blueprint Army. And, you know, if you're so interested and inclined, we got the once a year big special running for a short while longer. So for this and other tidbits, head on over to CoachRobRegish.com. It's going to open your eyes to what works, what doesn't, and where to get it.
Let's see if we could do this real fast in like 8 minutes. Paul Reynolds says, I'm done building all the mass I want. Just turned 40, 6'2", 245 pounds. Need to work on either cutting down or a recomp to get to 235, my ideal weight. Any tips? I'm listening for this too because I'm in the same shape as him.
Yeah, a lot of assumptions go into going down this road. You know, how lean of a 245 are we talking? Has regular cardio been kept up, you know, to give the muscles a good blood supply? Has the nervous system been trained to talk to it with heavy weights? You know, are you still, you know, eating enough to maintain 245? The stark reality is that most trainees will have to overshoot 15 to 25 pounds over their desired body weight. Because if you miscalculate, you get to 235 and you're nowhere near your ideal, you got to gain more muscle. Not an easy trick to do at age 40 or beyond. It's not impossible. So I'd embark on a program designed to get you up to 260. Now hold that condition for at least a year. Two would be better. Now you can recomp, not cut, as you'll want to have that in your back pocket if you need it. I've written two books on recomping, 3.0 and the Meteoric, and zero on how to cut. Why? Because cutting without super supplements all too often results in losing an unacceptable amount of muscle mass. Plus, look at it this way. It's an easy enough trick to diet off 10, 15, even 20 pounds of fat or more at age 40. You know, try adding 20 pounds of new muscle at that age. Ain't happening. You may, however, easily add 20 pounds back if your body was there in the first place, because muscle memory is hardwired into your physiology. Here's the bottom line. Take every opportunity during ages 15 to 25 to build as much muscle as humanly possible, and damn the ab showing, right? You can learn all of this and a whole lot more via subscription to the Blueprint Army. Along with that, you get 3.0, the Recomp one, Meteoric, another Recomp book, and so much more. And nail it once and for all. So it's time for you to make an executive decision, because the window for you to do this is rapidly shrinking. And I'll leave you with this. Had I not gone from 195 to 252 in my youth, I doubt, seriously doubt, I'd be comfortably holding 225 today.
Yeah. Well, and I'm in the same shape, and I mean, you know, as far as my objectives have changed, getting leaner. I was just talking to Brooks about this morning. Is really my focus now. I'm training more like a bodybuilder now.
Yeah.
I'm doing lots of 15 and 20 rep sets with weight that I can only do 15 and 20 reps. I'm not using a weight that I could do 60 reps with and doing 15 and 20. I'm doing lots of supersets. I'm training till the muscle is pumped. You know, once the muscle is no longer pumped, I'm kind of backing down a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, those adjustments need to be made as you age.
Anyway, we're going to take our next commercial break because we have an anxious guest waiting to get on the air with us, as you can hear from my Skype account. Got to thank Rob Regish for all that he does here at Superhuman Radio. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to check out some of his products. Pick up the Blueprint 4.0. Check out the Blueprint Bulletin. Get these things answers in your inbox every month. Rob, thanks so much for being on the air, brother.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
In this day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to SUPERHUMANRADIO.com. Click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest, I'm going to have to ask him on the air to help me with the pronunciation of his last name. I'm going to take a guess. It's Zev. Is it Pace?
Pace, that's correct.
Pace. I was close. I was close. How do you like that? You know, doing this for 10 years, I have become very good at phonetics. So there you go. How are you doing, Zev?
I'm doing great, Carl. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. So we want to talk about CBD oil, but we want to expand the discussion even beyond that and talk about hemp in general. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. Kentucky is one of the states that has pushed very hard to be able to grow hemp. We grew hemp here at one time when hemp was used for things like making rope. But then with all of the negative connotations with the marijuana plant, which it shares some, I guess, similarities, but not the development of THC, everybody overreacted and said, no, hemp is bad, get rid of it. And now we're back in the hemp game here, and a lot of states are starting to adopt hemp as a crop. So before we talk about CBD, let's just talk about hemp in general. How large of an industry is it today? What can it be? And what should people know about hemp crops in general?
I think you gave a pretty good overview of what happened during World War II when the restrictions on growing hemp were lifted in order to help us win the war for sails and rope and parachute cords and all sorts of things that it's really known for. Hemp is a big part of our history. Back in the 17 and 1800s, it was a huge crop used for paper and clothing and rope, and even paper money was printed on it. It just has an incredibly diverse and very important history in this country. Now it is starting to reemerge. 27 states have actually passed some kind of legislation allowing for the growing of industrial hemp.
And so, why did hemp get thrown out with the bathwater, so to speak, when it shares none of the psychoactive? And I have to tell a story. It's humorous, okay? You know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. So obviously I had come in contact with marijuana growing up, but I didn't inhale. Ha ha ha. But anyway, you know, when I was a kid, we stumbled upon what now I realize was hemp in New Jersey. And it did nothing for us when we tried to smoke it. But why was it that so many people attributed the effects seen in the marijuana plant, which exhibits THC, but hemp doesn't? Why did we say, why couldn't we differentiate?
Oh, that's a great question, and I think an important piece of history for everyone to understand. Back in the 1930s, a number of things were going on in the economy. Randolph Hearst had just purchased several million acres of forest. He was one of the biggest paper manufacturers. DuPont had just invented nylon, Standard Oil of the melons, the Standard Oil of Ohio, I believe. Also were producing a variety of products, and they all saw industrial hemp as a threat to their industries, as well they should, because it really can replace all of those products. So they went to Washington, and they talked with the people that they knew there, and lo and behold, shortly thereafter in 1937, a tax was placed on what is called marijuana, because at the federal level, there is no distinction between marijuana and hemp for various reasons. So it really was an economic decision to eliminate the competition for a number of other products.
Today, hemp finds its way into the mainstream for those who are vegans, vegetarians, and or are looking for alternate sources of protein and as a protein supplement other than dairy and egg. We have hemp protein. So does hemp protein have the same full amino acid profile as, say, a dairy protein or even a soy protein for that matter?
My understanding is that it's even better because it has all of the perfect balance of omegas, of fatty acids, as well as a very high, like a 30% protein content. So it is considered to be one of the superfoods. And if you can go, into your local, health food store and pick up hemp hearts or hemp seeds, chocolate covered hemp seeds. There's a whole variety of products and, they're delicious. People are buying them off the shelves. But the challenge is that all of those products at this point come from Canada, and we are wanting to find opportunities for American farmers and American businesses to tap into this incredible food.
Okay, so that was my next question. What are we seeing in the world of hemp in the United States? Obviously, there's lots of farmers out there, for whatever reason, are looking to change the crop focuses. So, you know, we have lots of tobacco farmers that don't want to grow tobacco. They should be growing hemp. Are we seeing an emerging return to hemp, or is there still restrictions and blockades being created by government?
There, at the state level, there's a number of states. I think 9 states actually grew some hemp this past year. But the real challenge right now is that hemp is still considered illegal at the federal level. So the National Hemp Association, of which I'm the executive director, is launching a campaign to make hemp legal at the federal level, and we're looking for sponsors and co-sponsors of the bills that are currently in the legislature, as well as companies who see the advantage of this and want to jump on and become sponsors.
Is the problem that hemp resembles too closely marijuana, other than the buds, for instance, that the argument could be made that, look, if we have, because we have already seen this here in Kentucky. For those of you who don't know, there's an area of Kentucky called Raywick where we've had some of the biggest pot growers in the world come from. In fact, there's a book about it called The Cornbread Mafia. But we know that they were very skilled in planting hundreds of acres of corn, but then having inside the cornfields growing the marijuana. Is it a legitimate argument to say, look, you know, it's so hard to differentiate between the marijuana plant and the hemp plant that surely people are going to say they're growing hemp, but they're actually growing marijuana?
And that's an excuse that we hear, you know, quite often. But the reality is there's 32 industrialized countries around the world that are growing, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres of hemp, and their law enforcement agencies have no problem whatsoever differentiating between the two. Right. And the other is anybody that actually knows anything about the genetics and issues around cross-pollination knows that no one in their right mind would ever plant marijuana anywhere close, I mean within miles of hemp, because of the fear of cross-pollination destroying actually both crops, because it's the level of THC for the most part that differentiates the two crops.
So in actuality, you'd end up with bad marijuana if you planted it close to hemp.
Bad marijuana and bad hemp,
well,
by
of course,
definition.
Yeah.
So yeah, no one's really doing that.
So who in government right now is championing this logical opportunity for our farmers? Who out there in government can we? Because I'm always railing against politicians. Give me some of the good guys, Ev.
Well, ironically, a couple of the main co-sponsors of the bill, the Industrial Hemp Farming Act, that's in both the House and the Senate. Mitch McConnell, who is currently the Speaker of the House, as well as Paul Rand, who's also from Kentucky, a couple from Oregon, Senator Polis here Congressman Polis here in Colorado. It has 11 people co-sponsors in the Senate and like 60 in the House. So there's quite a few who have jumped onto the bandwagon, but we need quite a few more in order to really be able to push this over the top.
You know, we understand that lots of states are legalizing marijuana for different uses, both recreational and medicinal. We understand that states have chosen to go against federal legislature in that area and say, look, you know, we're going to do it here on a statewide level. And we also know that the federal government is kind of taking a back seat and going, well, this is kind of an experiment, because clearly the federal government could come in and shut all that down if they wanted to, and they're not. Shouldn't we be just doing the same thing with hemp? Shouldn't we just start growing hemp, even though, you know, do we really need laws and bills and stuff like that for hemp? I mean, no one's getting high off of it. Is it really going to be the federal government that's going to come in here and, you know, and start shutting down farmers who are growing something that is only good for making paper products and clothing and protein powder?
I mean, the challenge is that until the law is changed, the DEA, you know, the federal agency, could come in and destroy crops. And they've been doing it on Indian country, in Native American lands. They just did it in Wisconsin. They've done it in South Dakota. So there is a real fear that if someone is putting in tens of thousands of dollars of money into getting seeds, which is a whole other story, you can't get seeds legally unless you are a State Department of Agriculture or a university with a DEA permit. So getting seeds is a real challenge, which is part of the reason people are going back to that story you had about finding feral ditchweed. They're doing it in Colorado. They've found it in a number of other states, in Kentucky as well. And just using the domestic seed that has already been growing here for the last 80 years and seeing what we can grow from that. So the fact is until it becomes legalized, there's a lot of people who are going to be very hesitant to really risk it. And certainly farmers who have any kind of federal subsidies or federal crop insurance aren't going to touch it at all until it's legal at the federal level.
A couple more hemp questions, then we'll take a break. Then I want to come back and talk about the shining star of hemp right now, which is cannabidiol extracts and oils. So is or would hemp be a heavily sprayed crop? Let's talk about the economics of growing hemp. Obviously things that are being used for food, lots of people are worried about everything today. Glyphosate, you know, Enlist Duo. We have organic farming. We have sustainable farming. Where does hemp fall in the ease of growing and the natural enemies of hemp out there that have to be controlled for?
It depends a little bit on where you're located. Here in Colorado, I know of no farmers, and we had about about 2,000 acres grown this year. I know of no farmers who used any kind of herbicide or pesticide on their crops. Some of them did use a little bit of organic fertilizer, depending on what the soil was. Now, in Kentucky, where the climate is very different and it happened to be extremely wet this year, there certainly had they did have some issues around mold and fungus, and there may have they may have ended up having to use some kind of fungicide on there to help keep it from rotting.
What can people do, like here in Kentucky, right? I can reach out to Rand Paul. I can reach out to Mitch McConnell. But they're already on board. So what can people do to help, you know, champion the cause of allowing? Because this is going to be a great crop for lots of farmers. Lots of farmers are going to make a lot of money, and especially if it's not a heavily sprayed crop, even with some of the mold issues. I mean, we're not talking about Roundup. We're not talking about powerful pesticides and herbicides. It sounds like a very robust, almost weed-like crop. This sounds like a boon for farmers. What can the average person do to help move this forward?
Several things. One is to find if there's an organization in their local state, wherever they happen to be, and get involved with them and help help push legislators who are not already co-sponsors into this. The other is to go to our website, which is the nationalhempassociation.org, and we have a federal campaign link where they can go on, they can learn about the issue, they can donate to the campaign. Later on, when we get really moving ahead with the campaign, there's going to be events that go on. We're going to be following the candidates around the country as they go to caucuses. We'll be making sure that they understand the difference and the boon, like you said, to farmers, and not only farmers, but as soon as we have tens of thousands of acres that we expect to be having grown next year, we're going to start seeing processing and manufacturing, research, lots and lots of jobs. So farmers are really the base of the pyramid, but it's going to be a huge industry in the next few years.
Very exciting. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to shift the focus briefly on CBD oil and extracts, because this seems to be one of the areas where a lot of people are being introduced to hemp indirectly, and that a lot of people have an interest in. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it.
There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Zev Pace. We were talking about hemp in general a second ago. Even though there's a lot of people out there who may not be into hemp products that they think of, there's a new emerging area that's very, very exciting that seems to revolve around hemp. And just to go to show you, Zev, how the confusion or the misidentification, we had a sponsor coming aboard that was managed by a very large ad agency, and we were all done. We had contracts signed and everything, and then they thought to go look at our website, and they pulled the advertising because of we offer a CBD extract from a sponsor that comes from hemp. And I said, hemp is not marijuana. It's not. And they said, yeah, but we just don't want to be associated with that. That's the narrow-mindedness still out there. However, CBD oils and extracts are bringing hemp into the forefront in a totally different way now, aren't they?
Absolutely. A few years ago, no one really even knew anything about CBDs, even though they were found in Israel in the 1960s. So it's been around for quite some time, but very, very new here. It happens to be a molecule that lives in all cannabis plants, and I believe it's even in a variety of other plants as well. But hemp happens to have the highest percentage of CBDs, as well as the other 105 cannabinoids that are out there. So it's something that's really up and coming, and we're certainly seeing it provide benefit to certain people.
And hemp is actually not only the highest in all of these, but has zero of the psychoactive agents that are found in marijuana, correct?
In the plant itself, in order to be classified as hemp, it has to have 0.3%, so a third of a percent of THC maximum. So some of them certainly do have that much. And then when you start to concentrate it, the numbers start to change as well. So it's a fairly complex system right now, and we're still really just trying to figure it out. I know your next guest from Bluebird Botanicals has some extensive experience with that and can certainly talk about what they're seeing with it. But it's an important piece of the puzzle, and it's certainly something that we are following very closely.
Well, and 0.3% as compared to the average marijuana that we used to see back in the 60s and 70s was probably 11 to 12%, and today's marijuana it can be as high as 34 and 35% THC. So we're talking about a negligible amount of THC. And let's all be clear that if it's not handled properly, that it degrades that THC. So the reality is that there's, I mean, I know that I'm not a scientist and I'm saying, look, there's no THC. Well, yeah, there's 0.3% or less, but we're talking about nothing here, folks. And the idea that people are holding hemp hostage because of its, you know, evil cousin marijuana, it's just idiocy, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and again, it comes from an economic perspective of trying to keep this crop, you know, down while other various products can flourish. I think it's important to understand, though, that the cannabis plant is a very, very complicated plant, and that's probably part of the reason why there's so much research that wants to be done on it. We know already that CBD alone is not as effective as CBD with certainly the other cannabinoids, including a small amount of THC. So it's not like you can just go and isolate one thing and expect it to work in the same way as if you have, like Sanjay Gupta said, Dr. Gupta, that the entourage effect is very, very important. So you need to really have a whole hemp extract to be able to get the benefits that we're seeing in a variety of ways.
Well, that leads me to this next question. So we have an employee here that works with the show who said he's excited about this discussion about hemp because he just ordered some hemp oil, you know, which is an edible oil that you can use instead of, obviously, you know, olive oil and so on. So is a hemp oil going to have all of these constituents found in hemp as opposed to isolating or maybe not isolating but standardizing for one or the other?
Absolutely. And I think it's important for the listeners to understand that there's really two kinds of hemp oil. One is when you take the seeds and you just crush them. And then it's like olive oil, very high in all the omegas and the fatty acids, and also has the cannabinoids in there in the percentage that's in the actual plant. And then you have people who are extracting oils out of the flowers and stems and leaves. And they're basically concentrating all of the, constituents of the oil, and that's where you're getting the CBD, the CBD oil that people are using more for health related reasons.
And that's a pure extract, in other words, that's why we call it an extract, because it's a concentrate.
Exactly.
Do people notice any, not necessarily psychoactive, but any anxiolytic, let's say, effects from a CBD extract that they won't notice from using a hemp oil in their food products?
I would say that using hemp oil, you know, either in a cosmetic or as a salad dressing or in some kind of a smoothie or things like that, you're not going to notice any kind of effect, nothing close to what you would take if you're using CBD extract, which I actually use, and I have certainly found that it varies product to product. It varies depending on my own body chemistry, you know, what I've been, how much sleep I've had, what other kind of foods I've had. So it's a very, very rich and complex plant, and the extracts are, you know, equally as complex. So I think your next guest will be able to explain a lot more what they're discovering in terms of the different combinations of things they're doing.
One last question. Well, you know what? I'm going to save this question for the other person that we're going to have on, who is actually more on the research end of these extracts. Is there anything else that you want to get across to our listeners as it relates to hemp in general, Zev?
Oh, I think it's really important for all your listeners to certainly acknowledge all the health and just nutritional benefits that hemp has, but also to understand that there is tens of thousands of products that are being used, that hemp, various portions of hemp are being used in. And I'd encourage them to educate themselves, go onto our website, nationalhempassociation.org, learn, read up on it, support the campaign to make it legal at the federal level, because that's going to allow all of these things to happen. And the concern right now is that CBDs and the other cannabinoids are a little bit in a gray area in terms of how the federal government is treating them. They're kind of not doing anything at the moment, but the laws are very, very gray right now. So we really want to clear all of that up, and by passing it, making it legal at the federal level, we'll be able to get rid of all of that confusion.
Last question. We're seeing hemp-based products, protein powders, hemp clothing. Where is that hemp coming from? Is it coming from inside the United States or coming from elsewhere?
Almost, at this point, basically all of it is coming from outside the U.S. Most of the food products, almost all of them, are coming from Canada. Almost all of the fabric is coming from China. And then there's some building materials that are coming from the U.K. and a few other Eastern European countries and Australia. So it's really coming from all over the place, and we want to make it start coming from here.
Well, sure, it makes no sense. So in other words, we can't grow hemp here, but we can buy products made from hemp grown elsewhere. That makes no sense.
I totally agree with you, and we need to clear that up as fast as possible.
All right, Zev, thanks for being on the air with us today.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
HealthAndFitness.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I actually love this song. This mashup. Sergio Mendez and the Black Eyed Peas. So, it's a funny story. I wanted to tell it, but I didn't want to tell it when Zev was on the air because I didn't feel like it was appropriate. But when I was 14 years old, we were in Somerville, New Jersey, me and some friends, visiting a friend that lived there. And we came upon like six foot tall, what we thought was marijuana. We were like, oh my God, this is amazing. We pulled him out of the ground. We broke him in pieces. We stuck him in plastic, big plastic bags, and we took them back to Queens, where I was living at the time. We let it dry out. And then we proceeded to try to smoke it. Let me tell you something. It was horrible. It gave us headaches. We knew right away it wasn't weed, but it looked like weed. I mean, it was like, it looked like weed. How could this not be weed? I mean, we tried to smoke it for a while. We kept thinking maybe we didn't let it dry out long enough. It was horrible. It tasted horrible. It gave us headaches. How anybody could confuse hemp with marijuana is beyond me. I just thought that was a funny story. Anyway. Want to thank you for listening today. Listen, Thursday, Brooks Cubic and I are doing another 20 questions. We've gotten a bunch more questions from you listeners after doing this last show. So hopefully we will have another exciting rapid fire round to discuss this coming Thursday. And tomorrow, we lead off the first half hour with Science for Humans. You're not going to want to miss that. Thank you for listening today. We're ending the show early today, so you have time to go to the gym or go out and do some cardio. Or do something, but get up and move for the next half hour. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.